Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Big Shows. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Packers and Rams coming up tomorrow afternoon. Green and Gold postgame show here on the network. Immediately following that one for the affiliates that carry it, the 16 affiliates listening on the network across the state of Wisconsin and into Rockford, Illinois, with Gary Ellerson and myself tomorrow night from 6:30 till 9. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, she is Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic, covers the Rams. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Jordan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's an honor to be on with such a great group.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Oh, boy. I like when people tell us the truth up front. That's nice.
Jordan, I guess first things first, how much confidence do you have, do the fans have, in Jared Goff being right and able to do what is expected of him at that quarterback position heading into the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd call Jared probably around 85 to 95% in terms of functionality and sort of the pain that he's got right now in that thumb. About 2.5-3 weeks removed from getting 3 screws put in the base of it. So you're never going to be completely right away. And I think that's the best they can hope for at this point, because their backup, John Walford, got a stinger last week in Seattle and is still out. So they're going with Goff. And, you know, the issue becomes, you know, how will he play in cold weather, because he's got kind of a bad history, a rocky history of that. And also, can he protect the football? Can he keep from turning over the ball after doing so 17 times, accounting for 17 of their 25 turnovers this season, not make bad decisions with it, get the ball to his playmakers, particularly factoring in the weather, and let this defense step up and do its job? So they're not asking a ton from him, but we'll see if it happens.
Jordan, we're going to – this is Leroy Butler, by the way. Thank you for coming on. We're going to stay with the offense. Can you explain to some of our listeners that may not know this particular name how important he is to this offense? And that's Cooper Kupp. I know he's banged up with his knee. I'm assuming he's going to play, but he just means so much to this offense, especially if Goff can't throw the ball way down the field.
Yeah, Leroy, I'm so glad you asked me that question. Great question. Cooper Kupp is absolutely a key part to this offense, not just because he's a little bit of a safety net for Jared, especially on third down, and especially in terms of the way that he can create extra space for himself in the intermediate layers of the field, which is where Jared has been largely throwing the ball this season. Even before the injury, his yards per attempt and his attempted yards, air yards per attempt, is down by like 5 yards from last year. So Cooper Kupp has been especially important in providing that option and getting them those necessary conversions, and particularly as they found themselves in trouble on longer third downs this season. But it goes so much further beyond that with Cooper because he's so crucial in their blocking game. And the Rams are really probably going to have to run the ball a lot behind Cam Akers in this game. And their blocking receivers, Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, are two of the best in the game to do it. And so, so important in running some of these outside zone systems that, that Sean McVay likes to run and really blocking downfield when necessary as well.
Oh,
so
that's a great point. I expect
Cooper Kupp to play. He's got some bursitis in his knee, and my understanding is that they drained that and have just been kind of waiting for the swelling to go down. I do expect him to play, but again, kind of like Jared, in what capacity will you be ready to go, and can you be as physical, especially in your blocks, especially in the intermediate of the field where you know those hospital balls come, Leroy, and getting that taken care of.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan, this is Gary Ellerson. I think most people don't talk about the Rams' offensive line. I think if you look at the Packers' offensive line, they've probably been the best offensive line in the game today with two Pro Bowlers on it. How good is that Ram offensive line? Because you mentioned the run game and Cam Akers.
Yeah, so this offensive line is definitely built more to run block and maybe less so to pass protect. They're averaging about 2.5 seconds of pocket time for Jared Goff, which is right about on point with what they were last year when they had some inconsistencies that were, I think, well noted throughout the league as in terms of a little bit of a drop off. But they are very much built to run block, and especially having Andrew Whitworth back. He's kind of what Sean McVay calls the mean old man of the offensive line in terms of getting everyone blessed where they need to be. So it's pretty great watching him in action, guys. I know you guys, you guys get the privilege of watching some tremendous offensive linemen out there, and Andrew Whitworth is certainly one here. And it's just really going to be so, so crucial that they are on their P's and Q's, especially in run blocking. And especially as you guys noted, running the ball is going to be such a key factor in getting Sean McVay's offense going. Everything he does in the passing game is predicated on being set up by the run. So it's absolutely going to be key here.
Talking with Jordan Rodriguez, covers the Rams for The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. You bring up Whitworth, and I think of Whitworth in Hard Knocks and McVay shirtless and everything else with McVay during Hard Knocks. How did that play out back when that whole Hard Knocks thing was taping? And is McVay kind of the same guy as we saw on camera?
Well, he got a lot of crap for drinking rosé, guys. I'll tell you that. Yeah, and then he didn't get much better as the season went on because it turns out he's a Michelob Ultra guy, and I'm a big beer person, so I don't think that was I wouldn't say that landed super well. You got to get some good craft beer in there, Sean. But it was just something where they knew they needed to do something. They have this brand new beautiful stadium, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, Los Angeles, California, and it's just gorgeous, but they knew nobody was going to be able to see it, unfortunately. So they had to figure out a way to really kind of connect the fan base to the team, and Sean and Andrew especially stepped up to try to show a little bit more of their personality. And Sean McVay, it's a little tough for him to sort of loosen up sometimes because he's so football 1,000 miles an hour all the time. So for him to kind of open up a little bit, I give him grief, but for him to open up a little bit and then to really see how crucial Andrew Whitworth is in terms of his leadership. You saw him a couple clips out there, like an old man holding his coffee in one hand and getting some technique reps in with one of the younger offensive linemen with the other hand. And it's just been a delight to kind of watch him take some of these younger guys under his wing. And he's especially taken young Cam Akers, the rookie running back, under his wing and really watched him grow and helped him, even when he was away with injury, helped him in his growth this season. And it's a big part of why you're seeing him have so much success.
That's great stuff, Jordan. I want to get to a couple of guys real quick. Aaron Donald, we know he got the cartilage or whatever with his ribs. Ribs is one of my favorite foods, by the way. But he's not the guy I really want to focus on. I'm a Florida State, full disclosure, I'm a Florida State guy. Jalen Ramsey is what you want in a corner. He's long arms, long legs, he's fast, swagger, talks a lot of noise. He's going to go against Davante Adams. And I know he traveled with, DK Metcalf and a lot of other number one receivers. How do you think that matchup will come? I mean, do you think that'll just cancel each other, cancel it out? Because both of them are very good, him and Davante Adams. Or do you think one guy has an advantage?
It's so tough in this one because all season long, and Jalen Ramsey, I mean, what an outstanding football player too, right?
Yeah.
Like, travels with number one guys all season, holds a slate of receivers that includes Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, you know, of course, the premier NFC West receivers in DK Metcalf and DeAndre Hopkins, holds them all to under 20 yards per game on average combined throughout the entire season. So, of course, you're excited. This is going to be great. This is probably his biggest challenge. Davante Adams is a premier, if not the premier, receiver in the National Football League. So I think selfishly we all want to see, you know, this big on big. We want to see a lot of man coverage. We want to see him bump and run off the line of scrimmage, right? And that would be just electric, I think. I think that would be a heck of a matchup. However, the Rams play a lot of zone, and they rotate their cornerbacks and their safeties in their secondary because they try to disguise a lot of what they do
to
the quarterback. Now, I don't think Aaron Rodgers confuses easily, so this is going to be a really, really good test to see how often those two are matched up together and how they rotate some of their other corners like Troy Hill and Darius Williams, who are leading the team in interceptions and interceptions returned for touchdown. Going to be really, really interesting to see how they rotate those guys and how they work Davante Adams into space. Because as we saw with DK Metcalf, teams are trying to motion their number one receiver away from Jalen Ramsey in order to work him, get him a couple of extra yards of space, get him the ball on catch and run plays. So I think this is going to be really, really interesting, not only how Davante Adams gets worked into space, but whether or not Jalen Ramsey comes with him.
I know. I mean, it's a very intriguing matchup. And you talk about Davante Adams and Jalen Ramsey, then there's the Aaron Rodgers factor of trying to get Davante Adams the ball. Then we have Aaron Jones in the backfield, and you got Aaron Donald in the defensive line. There's a lot of intriguing matchups, really, if you look at the Packers offense and what that Rams offense bring. You got a number one offense versus a number one defense, Jordan. Something's got to give.
Oh, you guys, isn't this going to be so much fun, though? I mean, gosh, as a football fan, you could pick every single phase of this game, offense, defense, special teams, although we all, I think on either team, we all might want to avert our eyes on special teams. But, you know, it's really going to be fun and just so electric, I think. Physical, electric, looks like it's going to be really cold. So I think it's just going to be such a heck of a matchup in every single phase, every single tier. I just think it's what a fantastic matchup between these two if you're a football fan.
You know, here in Green Bay and in the state of Wisconsin, having a team that's won 13-3 now back-to-back years, Jordan, and you look at this coaching staff, and it really hasn't been picked over to this point. Which is quite amazing considering the success that they've had. They haven't lost guys to other coaching staffs. You look at McVay and the tree that obviously is being built from McVay going forward. And defensive coordinator Brandon Staley is another guy that very well may end up going somewhere else and becoming a head coach. And a younger guy at that. Just how well-respected and how liked is he by the guys and people around the industry?
Oh, his players love him. They refer to him as a mad genius, and the buy-in was so instant. And I think that's something that's maybe a little bit underrated in terms of talking about Brandon Staley is you've had virtual meetings all spring, and this is an unprecedented situation for a new coordinator of any team to come in, but particularly a defensive coordinator taking over from like the Wade Phillips, right? So he comes into this situation where a lot of the same guys who played for Wade Phillips. And he's here introducing a completely new defense that plays with lighter boxes than any other defense in the league, but still predicates, hey, we're going to stop explosive passing. We're going to depend on our abilities up front in terms of our really mobile and athletic nose tackles and Aaron Donald factoring in, of course, as he always does, to be able to stop the run even when we're presenting a lighter box. We're going to move our safeties and our corners around almost like they're orbiting around the sun if Jalen Ramsey is the sun. And it's just going to be really, really aggressive, attacking, and assertive. And these guys bought in immediately. And it was so apparent. I mean, guys, if you don't mind me saying so, they went out the first week of training camp, kicked the crap out of Sean McVay's offense.
Yep.
And that was when the buy-in was so instantaneously appreciated, I think, on both sides of the ball. And also by Sean McVay, because Sean McVay goes in and he's ticked because nobody's done that to him, right? So he's ticked, so he knows he's got to get his offense better. So So they come out the second week of training camp, and it's an all-out brawl. It's an all-out battle. And it's just so – that's how you get good football teams, right? And I think that that's so – such an interesting dynamic. I know it's one that they'd love to keep around for another year, but there's something weird. I mean, it's so interesting, you know, some of these trends. You guys, I know you've seen so many of them go by as the years have gone by, but it's like, you know, there's these trends, and then everybody wanted to hire sort of the next Sean McVay, and everybody wants the next offensive mind. So whether or not it's Brandon Staley's year remains to be seen, but I just know he's got the utmost respect from Sean, the utmost respect and buy-in from his players, and it's part of the reason why you're seeing them be so successful on that side of the ball.
You talk to a person that covers the Rams, the opponent. We have to get your prediction for the game.
Oh, but you guys are going to be mad at me.
No, do your job. Do your job.
Oh, she's a homer.
Yeah. No, you know what?
Don't feel bad, Jordan. So am I.
Well, you have a right to be.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give you my prediction, but it comes with a caveat, if you'll allow
me.
Okay. So I am predicting the Rams will win 2017, but I'm saying they will only do that if they can score a defensive touchdown, leading scoring defense in the league. If they can score a defensive touchdown, which I know is extremely rare to happen against this football team, then they will beat the Packers 2017.
So you're hoping the Aaron Rodgers from the Tampa Bay game where he threw the pick six.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not hoping anything. I think there, when you go up against Aaron Rodgers, I think it's probably better to pray than to hope, honestly.
Jordan, don't worry about Twitter. Ignore those tweets that you're going to get.
Yeah,
ignore those. Yeah.
Jordan Rodriguez covers the Rams for the Athletic. So much for coming on, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I really, really appreciate it. A ton of respect for you guys. Thanks for what you do.
Take care. There is Jordan Rodriguez on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. If you missed TNT last night and Shaquille O'Neal, stay tuned. You'll want to hear Shaq next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Rumor has it, guys here on the show might be getting some Wendy's here at some point. Rumor has it, Joe, what are you getting from Wendy's for lunch?
Oh, I'm getting some chicken nuggets and fries.
Chicken nuggets and fries. I got a.
What are you, an 8-year old?
I got a couple.
I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah, what's wrong with chicken nuggets, man? Gary's getting chicken nuggets too, and chili, right?
Oh my God.
The chili nuggets.
Chili nuggets, right. Oh, I got a couple double stacks coming.
Giddy up.
And Plucker over there, Dan Plucker, we all know what he's getting. Go ahead, Plucker.
Oh, it's got to be the pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger.
Double.
Come on with it. Grown man
stuff.
Oh,
man.
He got double, too.
It's the best.
Yeah, that's his favorite that they have at Wendy's.
See, my issue is I've been eating a lot of hamburgers lately, and so I'm on a burger cleanse right now.
I love
that. That's because you've been eating them when they're not fresh, and they're all fresh at Wendy's.
Always.
Hey,
this guy here.
We got to hear from Shaq last night on TNT because – they got into the whole James Harden trade and what it all means for everybody and all that stuff.
He kept it 100.
Shaq has had his fill of James Harden, I think, and how this whole thing has played out. Listen to Shaquille O'Neal on TNT last night talking about James Harden.
Yes and no. One is the business of basketball. But, you know, when you say you gave the city your all, that ain't true. And I'm about to say some things, and keep in mind I have G14 classification to say these things. You asked for Dwight Howard, we gave him to you. Didn't work out. You asked for Chris Paul, we gave him to you. We asked for some shooters, we gave it to you. We asked for Westbrook, your homeboy from Little League, we gave him to you. Didn't work out. And when you say I gave you everything, I say no, you didn't, because the last five games, when it comes to elimination, you're 1-4. You've been shooting 41%, 24% from three, 32 assists, and 27 turnovers. I used to be like James. I used to come home and complain, man, he didn't do it, and my father, rest in peace, Sergeant Philip Harris, used to say, but what the hell did you do? He ain't do nothing. He ain't step up when he was supposed to step up. So, you know, when you're the man and you make all the money, you make 30, 40 million a year, it's a big responsibility. Chuck has said this many times. When you're the man, you got a big responsibility. It's all on you. So when it comes time to show up, he ain't show up. So I know a lot of people in Houston, glad he's gone. So now he got his little super team. He got to win this year. If he don't win this year, it's a bust, period.
All right. So if he doesn't win this year, it's a bust. Harden is the only one without a championship ring of that big three of Kyrie, Durant, and James Harden. We saw comments yesterday from the general manager, Marks, talking about the fact that he talked to both Kyrie and Durant, both, about possibly getting James Harden as this thing was working itself out. They both committed to buying in and making this all work with James Harden. Now, again, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. Then comes word today that Kyrie was fined by the NBA for participating in said birthday party that everybody was speculating about being maskless or whatever else. And then essentially was put into a 5-day quarantine because of it. So there's that news on Kyrie. So he'll be back sooner than later and be able to play with Harden and Durant. But I think, Leroy, at this point, even before Shaq said what he said, I think it's championship or bust every year for these big three.
Well, I tell you what, when you put together a team that you orchestrate, it is a lot of pressure on you. The first year when Miami, when LeBron James went down to Miami and they lost to Dallas, that was a big disappointment. It really was. I mean, because you would think, you know, you're going, you know, bringing in Bosch and, well, Wade was already there, but you guys, you know, this is what you guys want. We gave y'all what y'all want. Now, they were able to win a couple championships, but I think most people thought they would win them all. And last year, bringing in AD with the Lakers, it was all in. So if you can go all in, great, but it's one thing missing in that. None of these guys are like LeBron James and being unselfish on the court. I really enjoyed that segment because just like Barkley was saying, and I know him and don't agree with him either, but he said they gave up, you know, think about it. He had a clever line about dribblers. You know, because these guys like to dribble the ball a lot, Steve.
Dribble the air right out of it, Leroy. Dribble it right out.
Yeah, just dribble. And then KD's like, pass it, man. Let me shoot that thing. So it got to work out. It just got to work out. But you got to get Kyrie on board. But something Gary also brought up that I thought was a brilliant point. Down the stretch, 2 seconds to go to beat the Bucks. Who Nash going to draw that play up? For one guy, the other two guys got to be okay with it.
They do.
They got to be okay with it.
Yeah. Can't do a Scottie Pippen.
You're right. You can't say, I ain't going in the game. Great point, Dave.
Can't do a Scottie Pippen.
I'm good with you giving KD. Now, if you get doubled, pass it to me. But I don't see that happening. So I was glad that sometimes you see players, they don't like to say anything about other players because it's like a brotherhood in a way. It is hard to talk about players when that's his job. But he came with some facts and some numbers that are hard to dispute. Shaq did.
Gary, what did you make of it?
Well, Shaq is right. And we got into a little bit yesterday. It's a tough situation. And Steve, you threw something out there yesterday I thought was great, though. Maybe the best big three of all time. But they got to put it together and win it. Yeah, it's a must win every year. I was watching Jalen Rose today. Jalen Rose picked the Milwaukee Bucks to be in the championship game and to beat the Nets to get there. And he's like everybody else outside of you, Steve. He just don't believe that all three of these guys can coexist. Now, they've got to prove everybody wrong. I mean, right now, I just saw a report. I think it just came out about Kyrie on, so you said this yesterday too, Steve, and maybe 2 days ago about this party or something that he was at. So they've always got something going on. You look at right now, James Harden is like 15, 20 pounds overweight. I mean, so they got a lot of stuff to clean up. They got to clean up their own house, and we'll see if they can get through it. If your house isn't clean and if it's all nasty and you ain't picking nothing up, it's going to cost you a NBA championship.
Coming up next, we'll talk with Chris Raybon, senior editor of the Action Network, see what he thinks of the games coming up this weekend. But first, Leroy Butler, in case you didn't know, around the great state of Wisconsin and into Illinois and Rockford, Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Lambo Leap, also has his own official dealership, don't you, Leroy?
No question about it. One of the best of all time, in my opinion. So I'm going to try to pass these savings on to you. But not only that, if you want a safe vehicle for your family, if you want a vehicle when this snow starts, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, let the people explain it to you. Because I'll try to explain that to my nephew. This is the one I like, Gary.
You just call him nephew? You don't call him by his name. He's his nephew, right?
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, what's up, nephew?
Yeah, the other nephews, I call them by their name so they know which one I like and which one I don't.
Yeah, the one you call nephew is the one you like. Yeah.
What's the difference between all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive? And I say, listen, let the car do all the talking.
Amen.
Ask an expert. And that's what they have at Uptown Ford. They have experts to let you know what's safe for your family. The F-150 has been America's best-selling truck for years. But they also have these Lincoln Navigators and Aviators. The Aviator, if you got a couple kids, fine, you got a small family. But a big family like mine, if we're going up north, you know, like La Crosse or going way up to Superior or something like that, we get in that Expedition. And each kid got their own little power source, heated seats, moon roof, everything. And very affordable, by the way. But I don't know this, but I was asking this question maybe last month. How many people test drive cars? And that's what Uptown Ford wants you to do. Make an appointment. Go to uptownmotorcars.com. And you are the boss. You tell them I could be there next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. These are the vehicles I want to test drive. And after that, let's do some business. But while I'm there, I want to put my car in your service department. Matter of fact, they got one of the best waiting rooms. I'm going to tell y'all how I judge a waiting room. This is a fact, okay? I judge a waiting room first. Do you have free coffee? Okay? Is it free? Do you have water or bottled water? And do you have some food for me to snack on? It's called a waiting room.
This guy wants some food.
Hey, man. Hey. I look at these kind of things. I go in your bathroom and make sure it's clean. Their place is immaculate. They're off of North Avenue and Mayfair Road. Just go up in there and say, Leroy Butler sent me in here. He said I can get some great deals. What y'all got for me? Give them a phone call, 414-771-9000. Again, if you're way up north or anywhere in the state, just go on the website, uptownmotorcars.com, pick up the car you want. Somebody will get right back with you. They'll chat with you on there as well and just go over it. So it's Uptown Ford, my official dealership.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Thanks to Wendy's and Sheila over at Wendy's for dropping off some celebratory food and congratulating us for having the Big Show Radio Network here all over the great state of Wisconsin, Madison, Green Bay, Marshfield, La Crosse, down to Illinois and Rockford, Viroqua, all over the great state of Wisconsin. And it's awesome. A couple double stacks, fry, a chocolate chunk cookie, large soda. Oh, so hungry. So hungry. But first, we got to talk to our guy Chris Raybon over at the Action Network, senior editor over there. And it's brought to you by Bet America, an island resort and casino in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, the official sports book of the Big Show Network, on the web at islandresortandcasino.com. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Chris joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. We'll get into the Green Bay LA game here momentarily. But I'm an amateur. I don't gamble at all. So I'm on your website here trying to figure everything out as a complete rookie to all of this. So when I look at Green Bay and the Rams, it's a 7-point spread, obviously. But then you've got percentage of bets, percentage of money. Now, the percentage of money is locked up. I can't see it for Rams and Green Bay. I can see it for Baltimore and Buffalo. So Baltimore, 46% of bets, but 52% percent of the money. For a rookie looking at your website, when you see 50% of the 9% of the bets is for Green Bay, how much stock do you put into those percentages?
It's a really good way to kind of get acclimated, especially if you are a little newer to betting, because essentially what you're doing by comparing the percentage of tickets bet on a game, which is simply the volume of bets. You know, every time somebody bets a game, regardless of how much money they bet, that counts as one bet ticket. So by comparing that to the percentage of money, you can see where which side the bigger money is on. And you can also see, you know, which side the book is essentially going to be pulling for. You can start to understand why they may be moving the lines as they have. So it's a really good tool that you can use at on the Action Network app if you download it. Yeah, in this one, as you allude to, the public slightly in favor of Buffalo here, 54% of the bets, but 52% of the money on Baltimore. That's a classic kind of pros versus Joes split, where anytime you see the majority of bets on one side and the majority of money on the other side, you know, more often than not, that's going to be a sharp play toward the side with the money. And I think Baltimore, you know, especially after what they showed last week and just how they were able to adjust their defense and really commit to slowing down Derrick Henry, you know, that gives me a lot of optimism that they can, you know, come up with a game plan to slow down Josh Allen. You're not going to stop him completely, but had a lot of success against him last year, 24-17 win, 17 of 39 passing for Allen in that game.
I don't know, man. That team, to me, that's the one team that I just think they're the hottest team right now. And whoever plays them is going to be up for a fight. I could easily see Buffalo making that run and being in a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I think, you know, Buffalo, very well-coached team that sometimes, you know, gets overlooked how well Sean McDermott has done with this team, and just some of the moves they've made over these past few off seasons. That Diggs move was obviously big, but at the same time, you know, you look up and, you know, Indianapolis gets into Buffalo territory, a 9 of their 10 drives a week ago. Buffalo blows a 24-10 fourth quarter lead and doesn't end up covering the 6.5-point spread. So just because the team is hot doesn't necessarily mean that they will cover. I mean, look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They had their best record in franchise history, and they finished the season losing 7 of 8 against the spread. So, you know, these things are weird sometimes.
Now, let's talk about that Packer and Rams game that everybody obviously wants to know your thoughts on going into this game. That spread, 6.5, 7, depending on kind of where you look. And again, I go back to that percentage of bet. It's 59% for Green Bay. Obviously, around here, being at home at Lambeau, colder weather, this offense being number one, their defense being number one, that's been the conversation all week. How do you see it?
You know, it's one of those spots where on the surface, everything is kind of favoring Green Bay. I mean, you had Jared Goff banged up, the other quarterback goes down. Aaron Donald was banged up at one point. Cooper Kupp banged up. But this time of year, another thing I would, you know, kind of urge, you know, more casual or newer bettors to do is don't let the hierarchies of the regular season kind of cloud, you know, your bets now that we're into the divisional round, since 2003, divisional round underdogs are 39-27-1, 59% against the spread. Divisional round dogs that failed to make the playoff last year as the Rams are 24-11, 69% against the spread. Divisional round dogs against the number one seed, 22-11, 67% against the spread. And divisional round dogs coming off a win of seven or more, 24-15, 62% against the spread, and actually win outright just under half the time. They're 19-20. So there are some things, I think, that could allow the Rams to keep it close. You know, you do have the familiarity with McVay and Matt LaFleur. You have a defense that can cover, I think, kind of replicate a little bit of what the Bucs did earlier this year. They'll get some pressure naturally without blitzing, but can also cover, you know, on the back end. You know, Carolina showed a little of that, you know, oddly in week 15 game at Lambeau, just couldn't score enough to make it ultimately competitive. But yeah, I think the Rams are the right side of this one. And that, I think that's why you are seeing slightly more money on the Rams. That doesn't mean the Packers are going to lose the game, but this Rams team, as they showed last week, really tough out, one of the few teams that can score on defense as well. And I think the emergence of Cam Akers down the stretch has been big, especially, you know, not just in the run game, but in the pass game. It's going to be interesting to see how Mike Pettine plays it. You know, is he going to kind of go to more of that base look that he used against the Titans, or is he going to, you know, go back to his dime and try to guard against, you know, that those Rams three wide sets? So just a fascinating matchup that I'm looking forward to. But yeah, the slightly bigger bets on the Rams plus 6.5 here.
Real quick, because we only got a minute left here or so, Buccaneers and Saints, the opponent the Packers would be playing if they win.
So 54% of the bet, 59% of the money on Tampa Bay. So slight big money edge to the Bucs. And then with KC and Cleveland, you have 54% of the bet, 59% of the money with Cleveland at plus 10.
There you go. He is Chris Raybon, senior editor of the Action Network. Follow him at Chris Raybon on Twitter. Chris, thanks so much for coming on, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You betcha. Take care. Brought to you by Bet American Island Resort and Casino, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, the official sports book of the Big Show Network, on the web at islandresortandcasino.com. Of course, you joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Up next, green and gold best defense here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veteran. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers and the Rams will kick off the divisional playoff games tomorrow, 3:35 here in Green Bay. The Packers are 11-0 this season whenever running back Aaron Jones gets 15 touches or more in a game. The 26-year-old says he's ready to play.
Been anxious since last week when you're sitting up there watching other teams play, wondering who you're going to play. You're already ready to get out there. So we've had a great week of practice. We had a good bye week of practice as well. And guys are just anxious to get back out there and fly around.
Rams quarterback John Wolford will be inactive with a neck stinger. So that means Jared Goff will get the start despite thumb surgery on his throwing hand a couple of weeks ago.
You have surgery on an important part of your hand and just getting comfortable with it. It's just every day it gets better. Every day I feel better every day.
Rams head coach Sean McVay.
When you watch them throw last week to this week, it is definitely trending in the right direction. That's more in alignment, and really it looks like the Jared that we're accustomed to.
Aaron Rodgers says playing the Rams will be a challenge.
When you get in the situation, there's eight teams left, every team is good. You know, we always talk about starting fast. We've done a good job at that, scoring on the first possession of many games this season, which would definitely help us on Saturday, but you know, it's going to be a game that's going to go the distance.
That's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Time for the Green and Gold Best Defense here on the Big Show, brought to you by Window Select. Right now, buy one, get one free, plus no payments for a year. Call Window Select today, 262-703-3500. This segment is pretty simple. We just make our predictions for what we think has to happen on defense in order for the Packers to win their game against the Rams. And then Dan Plucker will keep track of all of it. We'll recap it on Monday. We'll start with said Dan Plucker first. Dan, what do you think?
All right, I think they got to keep Akers less than 125 yards. I think it's pretty simple. Stop the run.
I will hop in right there, and I'll say they have to keep Aker under 100 yards in this game for the Packers and the Rams. Gary Ellerson, what is your prediction, or what do you think they need to do?
Both of you guys said that, blah, blah, blah. I would say maybe let's go with Jared Goff. Let's keep Jared Goff under 2.25 passing.
It's going to be a blowout if they do that. Joe Zenzola, your prediction for Green and Gold Best Defense.
I want Jared Goff throwing at least one pick, and I also want to see a strip sack.
Strip sack. Boy, he gets greedy, doesn't he? Boy, first time greedy. Leroy Butler always goes last because, you know, he's a Packer Hall of Famer. Go ahead, Leroy.
Keep Cooper Kupp out of the end zone.
Out of the end zone. Shut him out.
Yeah, can't score. I don't care what. I don't care about the yard. He cannot score.
All right. I guess I'm not worried about the wide receivers for the Rams. Maybe I should be. I don't know.
Well, let me worry about it. You got.
Yeah, let Leroy do that.
I think we're all worried about the running game. Leroy's concerned about the wide receivers. We'll see if Ben Fennell is concerned about anything.
We talk with him
coming up next. Film analyst for the NFL Network. Follow him on Twitter at @BenFennell_NFL. And don't forget, Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy joins us in the last hour of the show. You are not going to want to miss that. That is just over an hour away. So stay tuned for that here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
To Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.